I don't think I ever realized it. I never realized it.
Well,
how could two such fabulous, important, special, talented people be born on the same day?
That's great.
Well, it would be like being born on the same day as Rich Thomas, wouldn't it? Now? Sandy, I hate to do this, but I'm out of time.
I know, sweetheart. Just wanted to tell you we love you.
Tell that beautiful woman happy birthday. Thank you.
Well, we hope you had a great time today, sweetheart. Did you? Did you have a good time today?
I had a great time.
Great.
Phenomenal time. But I want to do one last shout out.
Okay.
And that's to a group of people that I think has helped me not only make it to this ripe old age of 62.
Oh.
But with energy to do my bike rides every day without fail.
I bet I know who this is. It's Infusion and their wellness center.
Yes, and Coach Ryan Turner.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I got the bike a year ago, mm-hmm. and I was riding it and telling him, you know, this is what I really want to do to lose some weight. And he said, here's how you can maximize the benefit of those bike rides. Because mm-hmm. he's an expert. He's degreed in physiology, so... Right. He knows how the body works and how to get the maximum benefit when you're putting it into an exercise context. And ever since I started practicing what he told me, and that's just free advice.
Yeah.
The technologies to lose a little weight off the waist, to get more energy, to get rid of chronic pain, it's all at one great location.
I've got CryoSkin this week, and he is our coach, and he'll say, did you eat any birthday cake this week, Rich? And I'll say, yes, I did.
Yeah.
But also...
Well, wait a second. You went to the beach. You had more than just birthday cake.
I did. So coach will have some stern talk for me, perhaps. I don't know.
But if that birthday cake left a little... extra weight around your waist, he'll knock that right off.
He will. That's
usually an inch in one session. That's non-invasive and very comfortable. So try it. Please visit the people and try the people that have helped us lead better, healthier, more energetic lives. Yep. InfusionCryoandLaser.com or call 296-1662. I will see you this afternoon at 3.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The manhunt continues in Florida for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, described as a person of interest in the death of the young woman whose body was found in Wyoming. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 mourners turned out for a memorial service for Petito over the weekend in Long Island, New York. A House vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill is expected on Thursday, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling ABC that she wouldn't bring a bill to the floor unless the votes were there to pass it. On the other side of the Capitol, the Senate may take a test vote later today on a stopgap money bill, one that would keep the government going beyond a Thursday deadline. Republicans, though, could block that bill because of a provision that would suspend the debt ceiling. Republicans contend that should be part of a separate piece of legislation. More details at SRNnews.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's good to see you again. Our forecast calling for sunshine today. Do you see any clowns out there? I don't see any. Eddie, do you see any clowns out there?
Not a one. Not a one for several days. A little hotter today. We were 85 yesterday. We'll be around 87 today. Clear, not as cool tonight. Overnight, low temperature down to about 63. The great pattern continues, but it does get hotter. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, highs near 90, perhaps even the low 90s. Summertime is back. Still dry. And the humidity, well, you know, not too bad today, but it starts to pick up a little bit. Still mostly sunny, though. Upper 60s at night by mid and late week. And then that dry pattern expected to stay perhaps until, looks like maybe even till Sunday. So an extended period of dry, storm-free weather. And nothing for us to worry about in the tropics for now. Right now this morning with mostly sunny skies, we got to Joey this room up.
Yeah.
In a minute.
Got to cave it up.
I got to cave it up and go into the dungeon mode. It's 70 degrees with mostly clear skies here at 907.
Hello.
Hi.
Why do you think I went into this business to see sunlight?
Does he look like a vampire to you?
He has vampire tendencies, yes.
Yeah,
he
does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, look, you had a great few days here, Rich.
Yeah, well, I did eat a lot of seafood.
Man, that food looked great.
And then there was birthday stuff today, so... when I get to infusion on Wednesday, Coach may look at me sternly and say, what the hell happened since you were last here? I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah. you got to do what you got to do, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I saw y'all's picture on Facebook from the morning show.
Great.
You guys look really good.
Photo shoot. And, we cleaned up pretty
good. Y'all cleaned up pretty dang good. I really got to say.
Chase is the star of the show.
Of course.
Yeah. So we had the. I'm a little tired here. We had the birthday festivities, so I had to kind of like go in and out of the room and do stuff and coordinate and stuff like that.
Well, luckily we've got great weather, Rich. And
yeah, it was perfect for timing is everything, and going to the beach with weather like this was just out of this world. Mm-hmm.
Now, are we in for an Indian summer? Where do you think? Or are we going to cool off?
Technically, you know what an Indian summer is?
I would say 80 degrees November.
Well, here's the deal. You have to have something close to freezing.
Oh.
In other words, you have to go into a freeze mode and then a warmer than normal pattern.
Oh, I did not know that.
So technically, that's what Indian summer is. We can't call it Indian summer. We can call it Native American summer.
That's
what
I was kind of wondering after I said that. I wondered.
Indigenous.
Well, I mean, you can call them Indian, Native American. I call them my friends.
Good.
Are we going to have it my friend summer?
Good. My friend Summer.
A Seth Spotlow Summer?
Sound like a movie. My friend Flicka. My friend Summer. What do you guys got to talk about this morning?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There's not much going on in the world.
Not at all.
Should we sign off and just play the national anthem?
I mean, what, the Evergrande thing? The who
I think
is
it's pronounced Evergrande?
Evergrande.
Hey, they're calling that boyfriend in they're searching for in Florida a person of interest.
Yeah, and did you see who's after him now?
A real professional.
Dog.
The dog's
dog. Dog the bounty hunter.
Yep.
Got advice for him too.
Did you hear that sound bite from him?
No. Any racial slurs in there?
No. He was. He said they were saying, "Why are you here?" He said, "You know why I'm here." And any tips? I can't. I can't get into that. Where are you staying? I can't tell you that. But I will give you this phone number if you have any tips. And he gave a phone number and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And they said, "Are you doing this for publicity?" He says, "I'm on TV every night, nationwide. So you know."
Boy, that head's getting kind of big there, huh?
Dog.
The bounty hunter. But that person of interest.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I love that.
That's a birthday present from Rusty. That's the Norm McDonald.
Turd Ferguson.
It's a funny hat. See?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Dog is on the case.
So we're in birthday season now. There are three birthdays within 6 weeks.
I know.
Yep.
Next is Jay, and then... and that other guy in early November.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll leave it here with you. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Did you
get into that food buffet over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I did. I ate a whole plate of that casserole.
Birthdays are a pretty big deal.
Yes, here. They are.
Right. I try to make mine under the radar, but, you know.
Makes two of us.
Well, you know, it's in December. It's you share birthdays with Jack Campbell and Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's a good month.
Good friends.
Good month.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Rich. Good to see you back.
Get your dog and get out of here.
In one piece.
Right.
Eat an extra crab for me next time you go down, though. I love me some snow crab.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
You did your oysters.
And then you had these desserts? Rich, I saw these pictures of these.
No, Eddie. No, we're not talking about sweets. Eddie, we're not talking about sweets.
That's Bushwhackers, buddy.
Thank you.
News and views will begin here officially.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the city's latest murder. 22-year-old Paige Towns has been charged with murder and the shooting death of 19-year-old Carmen Booker. Police say Towns shot Booker on Cloverdale Road just before 9 on Saturday night. Booker was rushed to the hospital where she later died. Towns is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. Alabama lawmakers are returning to Montgomery to vote on a $1.3 billion prison construction plan. Prison construction is the centerpiece of the special session that begins today. On Thursday, Montgomery Public Schools is hosting a public forum to provide information on COVID-19. MPS officials and County Commissioner Isaiah Sankey will be on hand to answer questions from the community. And Auburn moves up from 23rd to 22nd in the latest AP poll. Bama stays securely in the top spot. The Tide will host Ole Miss this weekend while Auburn travels to LSU. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches and Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches and Clean will clean two rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches and Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit peachesandclean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. What do millions of Vuse Alto consumers know? Well, they know that all Vuse Alto liquids are blended in the USA, with pods sold in tamper-evident packaging, and that Vuse Vapor products are available at reputable retailers. And now, you do too. Get to know Vuse Alto at Vuse.com and get it in store. Vuse, charge beyond. Underage sale prohibited. Website restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for...
for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibbering, it expressed the courage little seen in this day and age.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Is this how you conduct yourself? In a democracy!
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Monday morning. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joe?
I'm all right. I mean, I had a good weekend. Tavern Fest was fantastic.
Awesome.
You know, little Wet Willy.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were good. They're very good. Got to see a lot of friends, maybe some old high school buddies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time this weekend. But then, of course, you start paying attention to, you know, the news.
Well, that gets kind of depressing.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah. But here's an interesting item I just found. You know the chants that have been going on at college football stadiums all over the country? Fagos?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the news keeps shortening it. We're allowed to say Fago on the air, but F Joe Biden has been the chant over and over again.
Yeah.
And then some folks are like, kids these days, they just don't show any respect.
None whatsoever.
When have the kids ever shown respect? Especially when their elders are blithering idiots. The
kids show respect mid-whooping. Yeah. I remember.
Spoken like a true lost generation Gen Xer right there.
Mid-whooping, because honestly, you got no respect. You get that belt out, you're like, they're serious.
No, I've been reading up on this thing that was recommended to me called The Fourth Turning.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I know Steve Bannon's popularized it. PBS tried to make it out like he's hoping for a war.
Oh.
But no, this is a book that came out in, I think, 96, 97. A guy named Neil Howe mostly talks about it now. And he characterizes all the different generations. And in particular, these authors coined the term millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And they also talk about, and I won't get into all the ins and outs of the fourth turning logic, but it's generational in the sense that we all go through different stages of life. We have the seasons of life. And so the seasons of life play out in a particular way as the boomers enter the autumn and winter of their life. Gen Xers are, you know, ending their summer and going into autumn. You know, like yourself, and you're essentially that nomad generation, Eddie, where your parents were self-indulgent, really trying to find their spiritual center, and you were a latchkey kid. No. You had to make your way, but your role these days, especially what a Gen Xer's role is, and I'm a millennial,
mm-hmm.
Your role to me partly is say, hey, man up! The world's not fair! That's partly what you're supposed to be doing for me.
I do that a lot. I tell people a lot, the world is not fair.
Right.
Many years, my dad telling me, many years, no one's going to give you nothing. If they do, be very suspectful of them.
Now
they're trying to screw you.
Now, these folks claim that millennials are supposed to be the next hero generation.
Not going to happen.
I don't buy that. You know, this historical analysis is just crap, really, at the end of the day. But F Joe Biden. I'm not saying it. I'm quoting it. F Joe Biden chants all over the nation, mostly at college football games. I mean, Auburn should have been saying F Bo Nix over the...
Joey, we did make a change.
Now, we did make a change. I didn't say Brian Harsin. I didn't say the Auburn football team, maybe the wide receivers coach,
well,
who did get fired, I think, that's what we mean by F now. Fire that guy. But there's now a new outbreak of F. Joe Biden chants. But I'm not sure if we want to mention it.
Like new locations?
Yeah, well, it's a particular location.
Oh.
It's at a mall.
Wait, we still have those.
Yeah, it's at a mall. And guess where this mall is? This is really where the... You want to talk about a hero generation?
Yeah.
It's not in all over the country. It's in one place.
Texas.
No, not Texas.
Oh, wow.
Not Florida. Not the West Coast. Think the classic United States. Think New England. But then think, like, gross New England.
Jersey?
Oh, close. You're getting close. Worse than Jersey,
Rhode Island?
No. Not Rhode Island's too bougie. No. You're on the right path when you said Jersey. Now keep going. What's worse than Jersey?
Guantanamo Bay.
Not getting worse
than Jersey. Jersey's at the bottom.
You're forgetting. Staten Island.
Oh.
They were yelling F. Joe Biden at a Staten Island mall. I'm sure those are a lot of winners working there, shopping there.
There's still a mall? There's still a Staten Island?
Right.
I thought that was just a ferry location.
Right. It's like, well, I have my fake plant boutique kiosk set up here in the middle of the causeway.
Where you can get gold. I'm
making good living. Yeah. Fool's gold. And so
they're chanting, Fago to the
Joe Biden at a Staten Island mall. I don't know why this is news, but it is, apparently.
Did it break out like a one of those flash mob things, or did...
Yeah, well, and people are also yelling, Trump won, USA, USA, my body, my choice.
Wow.
I mean, look at these winners at the Staten Island Mall.
Now, Joey, those are fellow Americans, Joey.
I mean, but when you get hopped up on Percocet, what do? But go to the mall.
Go to the mall, exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and look at the lighting. It's like, of course, it's classic Staten Island. They want the lighting to look like chandeliers, but they can't afford chandeliers.
Right, it looks horrible, Joey.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a mall?
Yeah.
Like
it's at the food
where
court.
They keep the bathroom.
So while you're eating a greasy, nasty piece of pizza.
Oh, no, it's Sbarro now. That's good pizza at a mall.
Yeah, but it's Staten Island. They're not.
Nah, that's true. Staten Island.
So, but the F. Joe Biden chants are making the rounds.
Wow.
There's a guy named Leroy Johnson who interviewed a guy named Danny Presti, the owner of Max Public House, and one of the organizers of today's protest at the Staten Island Mall food court.
Well, you got to start somewhere, Joe.
You do. This is the hero generation on the rise. He stated he wants everyone to stick up for their rights and challenge the vax mandates. I agree. And you know what? I think we got it easy here in Alabama because none of that's on the horizon.
Yeah.
If anything, our attorney general is talking about how he's going to enforce the no passport.
Right.
It's a ban against vaccine passport mandate.
He knows his audience.
Right. So we're all right in Alabama, and it's easy to forget how rough life is. Oh, on man. Staten Island.
Yeah, there was a stabbing, I believe, in New York over a vaccine passport request.
Oh.
Another man. One.
It's messed up. Absolutely messed up. Of course, on Friday, the audit from Arizona came out.
Yes, Joey. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and it kind of ended how I suspected. And it's why I'm not, I wasn't harping this thing like it's the next big thing. Because what did we get out of it? Number one, the mainstream corporate press, the legacy media, ran with one of the conclusions of the audit board, which was, hey, we did a hand recount, and Biden got 350 more votes. And so Biden won.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what Trump ran with, and so many folks in the Trump orbit and right-wing media are saying, well, but this audit committee also said there are 55,000 ballots that were suspect. And the margin of victory is only something like 10,000, just shy of 11,000. So we got to really crack into this 55,000 ballot irregularities. You know, folks who moved out of state, we got to look into it. The attorney general there in Arizona is going to look into it. Trump, of course, said they found massive fraud. And it's like, we'll see. But I'm sorry when you say 55,000 are irregular and the AG needs to look into it further. I don't know if that's exactly like, we found massive fraud. Though Trump was in his element. Where was he over the weekend?
Georgia, I believe.
Yeah, Georgia. Gave a big shout out to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mm-hmm. By the way, again, last week's news, but we weren't able to cover it yesterday or the day before or Friday morning. Marjorie Taylor Greene accosted Democrats in the best way possible. They passed this bill that allowed abortion up to nine, well, the day they're born, which is, might be some exceptions for life of the mother, but that's very rare, and that seems unconscionable to me. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats are going to hold a big press conference after doing this, House Democrats. And as they're on the steps of the Capitol, Marjorie Taylor Greene starts shouting at them, "You should be ashamed of yourselves!" Debbie Dingell, from Michigan, I believe.
Okay.
She's like, "Well, you should be ashamed of yourself! Why, how about some civility?" I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene's response is, "I don't want to hear about civility from baby killers!" So things are going great in the Congress. Things are going wonderfully. Trump is now also, and it looks like Texas is going to be on board, calling for an audit of a few particular counties in Texas. You know what? Go for it. Keep looking. Double check, and then triple check. You might even do the quadruple check. Doesn't bother me. But I think at a certain point, this just becomes an academic exercise. For now. It won't be about overturning 2020. It'll be about securing the vote and making sure nobody steals it fair and square next time, and that people can have more confidence in their system. But do you think confidence is really going to come from this system, where one side doesn't want to look at anything and the other side wants to constantly turn over every rock and look at every nook and cranny of what possibly could go wrong with our election system?
No,
I think this has been prejudged by all sides involved. And then, hey, can we jump to Europe real quick?
Sure.
Merkel is no more.
Yeah, I saw that.
After she survived three different U.S. presidents, they've got that funny little parliamentary system there. No new prime minister yet, but she's no more.
So which way is this government going to shift, Joey? Are they going to shift?
The party that got the most votes is center-left. And, I mean, there really are no right-wing parties in Germany, given the last time right-wingers won in Germany, you know, it was the Nazis.
Joey? So you're saying that...
No, everybody there is like, "Oh, we all want to go to the left. We love being German, but... just make sure that party doesn't come out of Bavaria this next time."
Now, you were saying there's no prime minister... They haven't put a prime minister in there yet.
So it's because it's a parliamentary system.
Okay.
And no party won an outright clear majority. They have to build a coalition. So one party has to talk to the other party and a few others, get enough for a majority vote, and then they can name the new prime minister some coalition deal.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, sounds simple enough. The two parties come together to elect one person.
Or not, it's not just two parties. That's American thinking. They could be multiple parties. There's a lot of
five.
I think there's 20-something different parties. Wow. Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, that'll be interesting to watch then.
So we'll see where that goes. But with, you know, the whole Nord Stream 2, backed by Russian Gazprom, almost being complete because Biden gave the game away. There's a lot going on in this world, folks. A lot going on. So F. Joe Biden says Staten Island. And Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too. Oh, wait, that's a century ago. Sorry. More news and views when we come back in just a moment. But first, this part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. Wasn't it great seeing Jonathan Strange on Friday?
It was awesome seeing Jonathan.
Yeah.
It really was. I enjoyed talking to him. And to be such, he's going to hate it for saying this, but to be such a nerd, he's really an open person you can talk to.
But he owns it. He is
right.
A nerd.
I'm a nerd, too. Yeah, he does own it, but he's a really approachable person. Nice as he can be, and he's smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that, Joey, but he's a smart one.
Well, and he's put together a great team there at XI Repair. And he said it's a lot, it's high turnover in that business, but once they find the right person, I mean, these folks are top notch, mm-hmm. and they want folks who are certified, qualified, who can fix that phone for you, because, you know, there's a lot of work involved.
Yeah.
But most of these repairs for these smartphones that you need fixed or tablets, can be done in under 30 minutes. They fix thousands of phones a week. And I think he told us that tally on the website, that's only one store.
Yeah.
You need to add the other stores into that
tally. And it's constantly turning, too.
So whether you have a cracked screen or basic malfunctions in that smartphone or tablet, could be big repairs on that laptop computer or desktop computer. Old gaming consoles can be fixed up, and even drones, electronic devices. drones, that is. They can fix all that there at XI Repair. They can also do data recovery, recovering data off old hard drives, or maybe somebody thought they could delete old text messages. Well, it's not fully deleted. XI Repair can recover all that for you for whatever reason. And they can also sell you brand new phones that you get a much better deal on than going to the big box stores or these carrier stores. XI Repair cuts out the middleman. So if you're looking for a brand new smartphone, they're the place to go. They can sell it to you unlocked, you know, no tie to any carrier, or they can sign you up with a few other carriers if you so please. So check them out today. That's XI Repair. You can see everything they do in all their locations at xirepair.com or give them a call at 777-1234. Again, that number for XI Repair, 777-1234. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Oh, by the way, the border's still a mess. Joe Biden fired the horses.
Yeah.
All this stuff happened on a Friday, and I tried to drink away my woes over the weekend.
You,
actually, it went all right, and then I came back here on Monday. It's
and
like,
here they are,
right? He still fired the horses?
Yeah, well...
F Joe Biden.
They don't have a good union.
Maybe I'll move to Staten Island. Sounds like they got a good thing going on.
I don't think it's a good thing.
We'll be right back.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy. The Good Old Days Tour.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
September 30th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. On sale now. Tickets available online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Greater crisis facing our nation today than the catastrophe on our southern border. You've been watching it, and a lot of the fake news, and you got a lot of them back. Look at all of those fake news. It's amazing. They're doing our country no favor, they're doing you no favor, and they're doing themselves no favor. American sovereignty is being extinguished by the deliberate and willful policies put in place by Joe Biden and the left-wing extremists he has installed in power. I don't know if Joe is exactly involved. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. But somebody's really screwing up our country. They're destroying our country. In Del Rio, Texas, you've been watching. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants have overrun our borders in recent days while laughing in the faces of our Border Patrol agents. And they're going after the riders of the horses, not the people that came in illegally. Isn't that incredible? And they've just put them under watch. They're in big trouble, the riders of those horses. Most people would say they were doing one hell of a job, right? Don't you think? They're in trouble. Can you believe it? One thing is certain, this would never, ever be happening if I were your president. And we should have been.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Yeah, the horse patrol, the border patrol that rides horses. Why do they ride horses? Because it's rough terrain. Horses are a tried and true way of having to deal with rough terrain. Oh, what, are we going to spend another $1 billion developing some sort of special MRAP vehicle for the border?
No.
No, use the horses.
Please.
Well, because people saw a thing on Twitter and assumed, then of course the White House must react. Oh, that's absurd. But I played that clip, folks, just for our next caller at 272-9228. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Duke. Hey, Duke.
I knew you were doing it for me.
You get that special treatment around here, Duke.
You want to ask me how I'm doing, though?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know why I'm doing fine?
Why?
Bo Nix catching some spinners in the cornhole.
Like the game with the beanbags you play. Yeah,
I love it. I've been waiting on this for 3 years.
Now, how do you think Milo's feels? You know, this is a new uncharted territory where payers can get endorsement deals. Milo's backs Bo Nix, and then he just lays an egg.
Hey. Send the T down through the border.
Deport Milo's.
Send it down to the border. But the reason I was on hold, I knew you were playing that mess for me. I said, yeah, you're trying to get me up now. But anyway, I green that call now. Didn't Trump win Texas?
Yeah, he won Texas.
Why is he auditing Texas when he won the state?
Yeah, because they want to look at those cities. Well, for instance, you remember back when, here's an answer. Remember back when Beto O'Rourke was challenging Ted Cruz? That was actually a pretty close race. And I think there are a lot of folks who see Texas as a battleground. And it's not just about ideas. Unfortunately, it is about voting systems. There's a long history, recent history, of legal battles over districting there in Texas.
So when it turned out the way it did in Arizona, then what, he's going to holler, fake news again?
No, Trump's yelling victory. This is what I covered. You know, the news, like even Brett Baer at Fox News is like, hey.
He said he won anyhow.
No, he's saying they found massive fraud. And it's a bit, it is a bit frustrating because that Cyber Ninjas group, what they found was there were 55,000 ballots that were suspect. Some of those can be explained easily, some not.
His people that did this audit now. His people did that. Not the Democrats, not the fake news. Those were Republicans.
Well, that's what's so frustrating about it, Duke. There's no finality to it for a lot of these folks. Like, the Attorney General of Arizona is saying, well, I'm going to look at those 55,000. Let's see why there are these discrepancies.
So 4 years will be to pass by before he gets to the end.
Exactly. Right. You know, and this is what I said. Right, you got to
be reelected, too. Which one of those preachers tremble when they talk? It's, are we going to be 4 more years before we find out the truth about it?
Well, Duke, with the Republican Party, we have a big tent. And
what you been up to, Miss?
My name is Susan Rice. Don't forget it, you fool.
But one more thing, though. To my best friend, Red Top, who thinks I'm a racist, War Damn Eagle and Go Biden. I finally got it right.
Thanks, Duke.
Oh, man. Thank you, Duke. Right. See you, buddy.
Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good Monday morning, guys.
Morning,
Clint.
Hey, the Biden administration, they have accomplished the book of Exodus from South America to North America, along with the Democratic Party. So, it's pretty well accomplished. I said on Fox News Sunday morning, yesterday morning, that 12,000 more left and don't know where they went.
Yep.
They just been let loose into the U.S. of A.
So. Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Biden.
But now, what if you?
What are these people going to do?
Well, what if you were one of them Haitians that was on the plane and you got deported and everybody else got in?
Well, Tucker Carlson was showing video of that saying, look how violent these people are. I'm like, Tucker, if they sent you back to Haiti, wouldn't you be throwing bunches too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
Exactly.
But, guys, we're fighting an uphill battle now. We're not on a level playing field anymore.
I haven't been for some time, Clint.
Correct.
Yeah. But it's time for Americans that... you know, we got to do something, but what do you do?
Well, we need to focus local, turn our backs on D.C., and actually, if people are running for office in D.C., be like, you know what? I don't want pork. I don't want you to look out for me as my champion. I want you to get D.C. off my back. I want us to downsize D.C. and let this country be what it is supposed to be. We could actually have a beautiful country where we all are Americans, but we're not stuck in the mud of fighting over power there in the swamp.
But hey, buddy, the damage has been done. How do you repair the damage?
You pick yourself up and you start. Well, you start going to work one step at a time.
How do we repair it? And there's more on the way. How many more is heading to the U.S. border?
More than we can count.
So I don't know, guys. Something's got to happen.
Well, did you see, though, that Biden's fired the horse patrol, but folks, Governor Abbott of Texas has said, hey, I'll hire you. So maybe we're going to have an enlarged Texas Guard or Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I called my family in Houston. I said, has the Governor Cabot said anything about reinstating the horse? They said they hadn't heard nothing about it. This is on this past Saturday.
Yeah.
The governor can do that.
He put that out there.
He's my behind. I'm putting him back on duty.
Well, he should. He should do it quickly.
Yeah, today. He should have done it 2 days ago.
Yeah, he should have done it a month ago.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Clint.
Later, brother.
And now today, the news is Biden takes aim at the oil industry. Those greedy bastards providing us some of the most powerful, dense, and cheap energy ever known to the human race that allows for the modern living standards of today and has lifted billions out of poverty. Those bastards!
Oh, he's coming after me, too. Coming after realtors.
Really?
Yes, he is.
We'll have to get into that.
Yes, he is.
I hope, who's the guy that listens? The lawyer?
He knows.
Tony?
Yeah, Tony. Tony!
We'll be right back. Eddie, we're going to talk about realtors and buying coming after you.
The story, it really, it's hurtful.
But you got to watch yourself. I don't want to have to kick you off the show.
Appreciate you looking at me.
We'll be back. Like a north wind
whistling down the sky. I've got a song. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated market report for the River Region. So far, we have sold over 6,500 homes through September of 2021 in MLS. Sales have been at a record pace all year long. We have different ways to buy and sell your home now that we didn't have before. Some sellers are afraid to put their home on the market until they find a home. They write a contingency contract only to have it rejected. Because of our market has changed dramatically over the last 2 years, we have to change with the market. A recent change in mortgages now allow a blended credit score for two people that are buying a house at the same time. This is great news for buyers. Having a realtor up to date with the financial market, interest rates, closing costs is of great value to buyers and sellers throughout the River Region. Goodson Group agents know how to price a home to sell and how to get contracts accepted in this market. For all the details, call the Goodson Group 551-0225 or Bo Goodson at 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of storm-free days continues, but now it's gradually getting hotter and hotter, and the nights are not nearly as cool as they were. For today, abundant sunshine. That hasn't changed. High temperature up to about, we'll say, mid to upper 80s today. Clear, not quite as cool tonight, down to about 63. Then for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think we'll be in the upper 80s easily, maybe even lower 90s each day. We'll add in a little bit more humidity, but still dry and mostly sunny, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks, you remember back when after the exit from Afghanistan, the botch exit was going, and Biden's like, I don't know how you could do this without chaos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so you're saying it was priced in? Yeah, it was priced in. So the chaos will be priced in. Well, here's a little bit more of that. This is the president. at the end of the week last week.
ABC, Rachel Scott.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
Horses nearly running people over and those people being strapped.
Quick question.
Did you see the videos?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally the person hitting the horse as a mechanism for controlling and steering the horse so the horses wouldn't bite or run people over.
You've been to New Orleans where they have horse
control. Yeah, I've been on Bourbon Street.
Right.
You don't get near those things.
Thank you. And there's a reason.
No, it will mess you up.
Right.
No, it, you know, you read all these history books, by the way, about, like, the cavalry.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine being an infantryman and you're all decked out? Say it's the 1900s. Or, excuse me, the 1800s, the 19th century.
Okay.
And you're, like, in some Prussian army, and here comes Napoleon about to take you on. And the cavalry shows up. I don't want to be messing with that. I want to be on a horse.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be the guy not on a horse.
You're already 5 feet lower.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with that. I mean, I guess you're more of a target, but
that's and you can't just outrun absurd. A horse either.
Like, how are we going to improve the moral standing of our country? Not with this crap. How about a little depth? Instead of a bunch of children. Moral children that claim to be the adults running the country.
At the end of the day, though, Joey, wasn't the guy, the people that were coming in, they were actually breaking the law. These people were protecting our borders.
Yeah.
So instead of telling the horse, because it's the horse's fault, damn good job, we're blaming the horse for not letting the people in,
for and
being
for
aggressive.
Whipping or strapping people, as Biden said, and they weren't even doing that.
You ever been strapped?
No, well, not since I was a kid.
Right.
I got strapped once, and I deserved it, but that's all it took, once. And then the wooden spoon.
I caught
that one was when I was a little kid.
Caught one of them in the forehead one time.
Well, let's go to Debbie. Hey, Debbie, you ever use the wooden spoon?
Oh, my sons used to hide them all the time. I'd have to buy them intact.
Yeah, but then they hit an age where it's like, no, Mom, not the wooden spoon. Ow!
Yeah. But it was only three whacks. I never went beyond three.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, it's to get the attention. It's not actually to physically punish. So people, I think, get carried away and use it in a different way. But me, it was just to get the attention. It wasn't anything more than that. So, but I think I'm going to have to chime in on this new conversation. I believe this might have something to do with that $680 million land grab that the federal government's trying to do right now.
Where is this?
I just read it yesterday. A new bill, or I don't know if it's an executive order, but Biden's trying his best right now to add to our federal reserves or federal land, and it's a nationwide land grab, 680 million acres. And we have some states that are already putting bills up blocking it, saying you can't have our land.
Yeah, it's called the 30 by 30 program being pursued by the Biden team. Seeks to lock up at least 30% of all land and waters in the country by 2030. What the H is this? F Joe
amazing?
Biden.
I mean, I can't get over it. And why does he need all that land? I mean, I'm just curious. What's the motivation here?
Well, apparently it would place an additional 681 million acres of land and water under federal government control, or elevate federal lands to a more extreme status that prevents use of these lands. Oh, well, it's all about saving the planet, even though the federal government's one of the biggest polluters on Earth.
Thank you.
Well, you know that's not true, though. And, you know, we've already sold sequoias out of our national forest to China.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And so I'm thinking it's more of either A, they are using it as collateral for these loans that we're paying back, or possibly we're planning on exploiting them. And there you go. And who gets the you know, cream off that top? They need money somehow. It only makes sense that this is money related.
Yeah, because when I think of the
heck of a bill,
when I think of the legacy of John Muir and Teddy Roosevelt, I think of Biden and this group seizing more land. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? More testing?
I just see it as something that they're going to do something nefarious, and they're going to give us a whammy, and I don't know how it's going to end up, but this is not sweet and innocent, and this has nothing to do with protecting, you know, the earth.
Well, that's what they're going to claim it's all about, but I appreciate it, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, hon.
You have a great day.
Wonder if it's more in the West or if they're trying things down here. I'll have to look into that.
I would think they would try to do it out West.
Probably the West, yeah.
They could sneak it in a little easier.
Let's go to Cooter. Hey, Cooter.
I can't believe you guys sometimes. Y'all just tick me off. You know that? You try to take up for those cowboys that was beating those poor immigrants. Did you not hear Maxine Waters? Maxine Waters stood up there and declared that that was worse than what the slaves endured during slavery.
Really? Even the Haitian slave trade?
She said that.
Well, it must be true, then.
You don't think she would stretch the truth, so
no,
you
not
guys
at
must
all.
Be wrong.
You know what, Cooter, the feeling's mutual. Sometimes you annoy me, too.
Well, bye, then.
Bye.
Hey, that was the first-time caller, Cooter, and now he'll probably never call again.
Bye.
Great.
You know, this part of the program is brought to you by Eddie?
I'm going
to
say physical therapy.
You got it right.
We were just talking, my family and Dawn know each other from back in the day.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was over with my family, some of my sisters and all, and we were chatting it up on people that we used to know that, you know, we all grew up in the gardens that
sure.
have been incredibly successful. So when I brought her up, everybody's like, oh, yeah, you didn't know? And I was like, I was the last one to know.
You were the last one to know that Dawn Sexton is doing very well,
yes.
And she is the owner and physical therapist there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, where they specialize in getting you your balance back.
Yeah.
And your walking ability back. You don't have to plan your life around your ability to get around when there is a solution there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. I mean, think about it. Going to just the park, playing with the grandkids, or they want to toss the football around or something like that. You don't want to be stuck on the bench or, you know, stuck in one spot. You'd like to get up and move around and have
right.
some fun. And you'd also not, you know, be hassled by basic things like, hey, I'm going to go get a cup from the cabinet and
right.
fill it with water. That can be a heck of a task, a Herculean task if you have certain issues. And Dawn and her team there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center Prattville, including her physical therapy assistant, Nancy Alexander, can help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back, whether it's an instability in your ankle or knee or inner ear problems or vision problems, whatever's causing your imbalance or walking issues, they can fix it there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They're great folks, down to earth, like long lost friends you never knew you had. In Eddie's case, it's literally true.
Literally.
But they're also no nonsense, so they'll push you in the right way. Just give them a call at 595-9990 and ask about a free balance test. Whether that's for you or maybe a loved one in your life, say your dad or grandfather in your life.
Or my mother.
595-9990. Ask about the free balance test. And be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back. Like, there's so much going on, it's hard to even catch it all. They're trying to take 30%. Yeah, I know. The realtor story. 30% of lands under federal control.
I don't like that.
It's almost like we don't have a republic that's based on subsidiarity and local control, but the central authority from D.C., that's going to work out well. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9